Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Hi, gang. Now, if you'll all be quiet, we'll start the show.
TMOS Classic Friday Flashback.
Welcome to the TMOS Cocktail Party. I got to hear that better. I can't. I need that. There it is. The music from Playboy After Dark. Welcome to a very, very rare afternoon taping of the Mike O'Mara Show, where we are broadcasting from Leesburg, Virginia, also Washington, D.C., and Fort Myers, Florida. We haven't been, I have not begun to imbibe quite yet. So,
what are you waiting for?
I don't know what I want yet. I mean, welcome, by the way. Welcome to our cocktail party. I was going to wear a smoking jacket, but I decided I don't have a smoking jacket. So, we can't do that. But in any event,
who does, really? Who
now you can turn it down a little bit.
I do.
Thank you. Yeah, of course you do.
I have a red silk smoking jacket.
Do you really?
I do.
In size what?
Mike, the worms are still working on it.
What are you drinking, Rob Spiewak?
I haven't chosen yet either because I wanted to see where you were going to go. I'm going to start, Mike, and this is going to be a curveball, although I'm not married to it for the rest of the show. The king of beers.
Oh.
Light, Budweiser.
Refreshing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
Budweiser.
Budweiser. Oscar. What is that, Peroni?
This is Stella Artois, Mike.
Stella Artois?
Yeah.
All right, well, let me raise the glasses.
Thank you.
Here's the way this is going to work, ladies and gentlemen, from all over the country. I'm so pissed. Just at life in general. I've been watching the news all day. I'm going to get so S-housed during these broadcasts. It's not even funny. I promise you I'll be a much better... in a much better mood. But no, I mean, I just... So how are the phones going to work again?
Well, someone's on, Maddie's going to pick a phone. Right now. Someone's on the phone right now.
Let's take a phone call.
Okay.
Let's take a phone call right now. Hello, this is the Mike O'Mara Show Cocktail Party, and congratulations, you're the very first one to call. Who's this?
Greetings from the Steel City Studios in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
Well, it didn't take long for us to get a P1, right at the beginning of
exactly.
the show.
Exactly.
Cementing
it.
The fact that we have three people that really get ruined. Into this show.
Ruined.
Well, no, that's quite all right. That's all right.
I wanted to call. Hi, Carla. How are you, by the way?
Hey, good. How are you?
Jim Amato.
Hey, Jim.
Amato. Oh, Jim. What'd you have for lunch today?
I was going to tell you about a peanut butter and jelly sandwich and some Cheez-Its. With a little glass of fruit punch Gatorade Zero.
Oh my God, I love you.
Oh, that sounds delicious.
Was the kindergartner that you stole it from pissed?
Yeah. Yeah. Watch how many sheets you use there, Carla.
What? Oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I put on Facebook the other day that I was rationing my toilet paper.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so yeah,
you can. You're able to do that. You know,
not for number two, just number one.
Thank you. Oh, I know a lot of guys. I told Carla after she said that, after she posted that on Facebook, that Rob's freezing up on us a little bit there.
He's back.
I'm sorry. He's back. That's good. Yeah. This is technologically quite an endeavor here. We're having a CNN studio. We got Jim Amato on the phone. We got Carla in the studio. Oscar in D.C. Rob in Leesburg. I told you after you posted that, I said, if you posted your bathroom habits and specifically toilet paper down there, you are going to have more dudes that will be liking that. And sure enough, it was the parade of guys that were like, yeah, I like that. You know, if you're liking a post about toilet paper and it's Carla's, you're a horn doggy. Come on.
I don't like hearing.
It's a family cause.
Oh, God.
God.
I don't want to. Carla, you're too pretty to be doing that.
Why? Everybody poops and pees.
You got to go right on top of the microphone, honey, so people can hear you.
Mm. My wife doesn't.
Oscar.
I don't know about it.
Oscar.
Yes.
Everybody poops.
No, gross.
Are you getting buzzed?
Don't want to know.
Are you getting buzzed
don't
already?
Don't want to know about it. Right. Don't need to know.
Jim, what else can we do for you?
Well, I just wanted to let you know I'm having a flaming rum punch. I was thinking of having that. But then I switched to a mulled wine, heavy on the cinnamon.
There you go. Nice. He's invoking It's a Wonderful Life. Is there any better time to invoke It's a Wonderful Life and doing Clarence, the angel, the fallen angel, not the fallen angel, but the angel from It's a Wonderful Life.
He's not been elevated to angel yet. That was his problem. The great Henry
Jim, I'd love to talk more. I'd love to talk more. Thank you very much. We appreciate the call.
Thank you. Double hatchets.
All right.
Double
let hatchets. Me talk to my boys for a second
all right,
here.
Let's do it.
So,
what's the State of the Union?
The State of the Union right now. I... will tell you that we're hanging in here.
Yeah.
We're doing pretty well, better than I expected. I know when I watched the news last night that one of the reasons I wanted to do this is to reach out because we've got so many listeners out in the state of Washington and in California. And I wanted to say something right up at the front of the show. And that was that, yeah, we're having a cocktail party, but we're not making light of this at all. You know, this situation that everybody's dealing with. We just thought it would be a good idea to do this kind of a show so that people could get away from what they're dealing with. And as we get more inebriated during the show, I promise you the show will get better and better. I came into the show, as both Rob and Oscar will testify, a little bit of a bear. Just a little bit of a bear because
we had
now,
a day.
Well, here it is. I got to tell you. All right. So Friday afternoon, 3:45, I get a call from my realtor. All right. And with what I have been through trying to sell my home, when I see his name on my phone, my blood turns ice cold.
Hold on. It's our home.
Our home.
Well, technically, he
ice cold.
It, you know.
What?
Nothing.
I mean, I'm just saying there's probably only one name on the contract.
My bad.
Right.
I take that back.
Single
my blood turns ice cold. And sure enough, now as we get to the finish line, I have a contract on my house now, and I haven't spoken about it. Our house.
Yes.
Now.
It's a very, very, very fine house.
The house that Carla finally got me to get out of. Mm. The only thing that was really mine. That you
finally, I have you just where I want you.
Yeah, exactly.
After all
get out
these
of
years,
yes,
sure.
I know, right?
Corona's in town.
Yeah,
right. Get it going out of town.
Mm-hmm.
So you know, the first contract had some. I told the guys behind the scenes.
Yeah, you got burned.
Our house.
Very, very, very fine house.
The first contract went away because of this roof issue.
Yes,
right.
Because they were nervous about whether the roof was going to be done. Well, I have news for you. Not only did we get a contract on this house for a lot less money than the first contract.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is happy.
But that's okay.
Day.
That's okay.
That's okay.
It is what it is.
You know, there are a lot of people dealing with
we're
more
selling
life-threatening
our home.
Things right
fingers
now.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. Mm.
But the second contract now also is going to be consummated once the roof is done. So,
oh, wow, okay.
The roof, by the way, the updates we get on this roof, it's going to be done here, it's going to be done. How long
they're
does this go?
They're very busy.
They're incredibly busy.
They are.
I'm so happy for them.
Yeah, nice problem to have, but we have to be patient.
How long, from the beginning of this process, getting a roof on this house, how long has it been? With negotiating with insurance companies, dealing with roofers.
Okay, that's fair. About 7 months.
No, that is not
or
true.
Or longer.
If you don't know, why are you saying
or,
7 months?
Well, or longer, but my point
is,
my point is they said it would take this long. They said it would take this long.
So today, right before we go on the air.
Yes.
I get a call from my realtor. And as I said, I go, oh,
blood runs ice cold.
He said, listen, I talked to the roofer guy. I'm like, oh, God, what's going on?
Oh, no.
And he says, he's saying, I'm giving a timetable. He says, here's what they do. They sit down in your living room about a year and a half ago. Then they talk about the fact that they're going to get an attorney that deals with the insurance company. And they're going to prove, because they've inspected the roof, which is damaged, they're going to go to battle with the insurance company. And I'm like, yeah, that's fine. Okay, this is a year and a half.
Yeah.
This is a year and a half ago. And so they go to battle with the insurance. It takes months and months and months and months and months and months and months. Flash forward to December when they say, oh, by the way, the insurance company is settled. And they are going to pay the claim for your roof. Then
excellent.
Then the process begins. This is at about the, year mark that happened? What, do you know?
I don't.
You don't know the
I really don't know the timeline.
Why should you?
Like, I don't sweat
she's
that
raised
stuff.
Why should anybody care? It's me. I'm the only one. I'm the only one that worries about anything.
Exactly.
So anyway.
Yeah, it was a while
ago. Hi, Oscar.
Hi.
So, hey, how you guys doing?
We're good. Great. We're great. Mike, sidebar.
Is there a technical issue? No, if there's a technical issue, I'm going to turn the table over.
We have some
right
more
now.
Calls.
Awesome.
I'm aware we have some more calls. I'm telling a story here.
Hold it. Hey, Oscar, sidebar.
Yes.
Mike's telling a story.
Oh, excuse me. Thank you.
Okay. So we need to have it.
Well, let's hear it, babe.
As far as the calls
go. So here
go.
It is.
Not gonna
so guy
happen.
Said, not gonna happen. No, I'll take more calls. I'm gonna take more calls in a minute. And hopefully, hey, maybe they'll be as good as Pittsburgh call. Maybe it'll sound that good.
Mike, there might have been a Cheez-It in the handset.
Rob, am I exaggerating? Was
You're
that?
Not. You're not.
Hey, guys. Hi, Michael.
He was hammered. He was hammered.
Was he hammered?
No, he was hammered.
Yes. Yeah.
Long story short, and I'll try to end it right now so we can take more calls. called me today. They're not sure when the roof is going to be finished, but they're saying the tile, they get the tile.
It's almost done.
It's almost done. They deliver the tile. It's sitting in the driveway. Then they take the tile and they move it to the roof. Week, week, week. And then they take the tile that's on the roof and they finally put the roof on. Week. Then they take the roof and they get it inspected. Week. And right. I'm about to have a nervous break.
Hang in there, honey. Hang in there.
It's crazy. Let's take another phone call, shall we?
Here we go.
Oh, by the way, what's the number? What's the number?
888-920-MORE. 888-920-6673. The phone lines are open live for you on the TMOS cocktail party. Drink up, boys.
Thank you.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. Who is this and where are you calling from?
Hey, Mike. This is Brian. I'm calling from Dumfries, Virginia.
Great town.
I love Dumfries, home of Tim's River Shore. Mm. Simply the finest Potomac River watering hole known to mankind.
If you really want to drink on the mighty Potomac, that's the
mighty brown poop-filled Potomac.
It's mighty brown.
Mighty brown Potomac. Yes, from the shores of the mighty brown Potomac. What can we do for you, sir?
This is cool. You guys are doing this. It's a lot of fun. I was at the first Cameron Hills tournament. So we go way back, and Mike, I've got a question.
Oh, we had a good time then.
I had a question for you. If you could answer with explanation, who do you hate more, Buzz, RJ, or Ronick?
Oh, damn.
Wow.
Damn.
That's a good question.
That's a hot tamale right out of the chute.
You calm down. You calm down, oh, queen of honesty, okay? the honest answer, and I am not in any way exaggerating this. I do not hate any of those gentlemen. Buzz and Mark and to a certain extent RJ, although not as professionally associated as the other guys, started this podcast with us and were part of our deal going forward. And they were all there and they were guys that were there when we needed them. And that you grow in a different direction. When I started doing, I'm working now, as anybody that's listening to this show right now would be able to tell you, with two guys that know me inside and out, don't even get flapped when I have my little ranting and raving because they know me so well. They know I don't mean anything by it. Those guys, Ronick and also RJ and Buzz, they did their own things. We were stung because Rob and Oscar and I were unaware that they were kind of getting together on the side to plan their little endeavor without any of us really being in the know. With that, and by the way, I'm working on memory, guys.
That's
Am
fair.
I right about
no?
Is that a fair assessment?
I would say that hate is an awfully strong word, but I'd also say that hate can be fostered and perhaps fertilized by distrust. Should hate grow, it needs the water of distrust and perhaps, Mike, the sunshine of dishonesty.
Rob is just so brilliant.
Fair. Oh, my God.
Mike,
yes.
Two words, self-aware.
Yes.
Yeah.
I believe that, and so there's no hate in my eyes. I think that they were not self-aware enough to realize that you don't just build this. You don't just willy-nilly pick a name, build it. And we all, I think Rob and I, not to a fault, but realistically, we're self-aware enough to be like, this is as good as it gets sometimes. And it should be enough.
And I'll finish this up.
And it's great. And
for the caller, and then we'll let you go. But I wanted to say, we're doing a live broadcast down in Fort Myers Beach where we rented a house down there, and we all drove down. And this show, as it is right now, was kind of born with a car switch where we all decided, Oscar and Rob and myself, to hop in the same vehicle because we all kind of enjoyed the spirit of the road trip. And out of that came this feeling I had that this is like a three totally different people that are enjoying the same thing, and it was kind of the rhythm carried on once those guys left to this show. And what bothers me is that they started this other endeavor. They didn't. They really weren't forthcoming about it. No. when they did it.
It was shady.
And in the case of only one guy, I will say it's Buzz Burbank. Yeah. We really, I particularly went kind of out of my way to accommodate him and his emotional needs, and we were there when Buzz had a health scare, and so
and
personally,
he quit all the time,
and he quit twice, didn't he?
I know, that's what I'm saying. We talked him into coming
twice.
Back. Yeah.
And that you know, that hurt my feelings, but at the same time, I hope Buzz is happier. Right now,
there's
and
no
I know I am
right now. There's not time for that.
No time for hate.
We ain't got time for that.
No. Right. But especially because Buzz is, you know, he's in that target demographic, man.
Rob.
That's true.
Rob might have a little more hate towards certain members.
Here, Mike, here's a palate cleanser for you.
All right, Barry.
That's good booze.
On that note, bye, caller. Thank you for calling from Dumfries. We're going to take our first break of the day, ladies and gentlemen. And, we actually have to start the cocktail party, and I'm getting a little empty.
TMOS Classic.
I'm sorry to keep you waiting. This is Mr. Spiewick.
All right. My name's CJ. I'm calling on behalf of Verizon. Reason why I'm calling is to see if you was interested in adding television and internet services to your phone line. I'm saying add the services so you get a triple play package.
Oh, are you a baseball player?
No, it's called the triple play bundle package. So you get phone, internet, and cable all three together.
At the same time?
Yep. Who's your current cable provider?
I don't have cable.
You have no cable at all?
Well, no, I have satellite.
So you're with Dish or DirecTV?
Guess.
Okay. I would guess DirecTV.
That's exactly right. That's 10 points.
But you have internet as well with them, right?
No, no.
You know, do you have internet at all?
I do. I use it to surf the interweb.
Okay, because if you were to get everything with us, it would be $95 plus tax.
Wait a second. Don't you want to guess who my internet provider is?
No, I don't.
Oh, come on. Let's have some fun.
Not fun.
Who's to say it isn't fun? I'm having a blast.
It's not fun for me, sir.
What would be fun for you? What do you like to do?
I like to get commission checks.
And how do you do that?
By making sales.
What do you sell?
Verizon Files.
Oh, the triple play bundle pack?
Yes, sir.
All right. Sell me some.
All right. So what are some of your must-have channels?
My must-have channels?
Yes, sir.
I like Turner Classic Movies, PBS, and porn.
Like Playboy or the other stuff?
The other stuff, you know.
So you gotta order it on pay-per-view, so that comes on the side.
And yeah, sometimes I come on the side, too.
You said what now?
Don't worry about it.
All right, so if I get you a better rate than what you're paying with DirecTV.
I'm gonna add up what I pay for phone and internet and satellite. Hold on a second, okay?
All right.
Hold on, because I have the bills in front of me. I keep them in a basket.
All right, I'll hold.
Wait. What was your name again?
My name's CJ.
All right, hold on a second, Sam. Okay, I added it all up. $92.50. Tax included.
And how many TVs do you have?
Let me see. Downstairs. Upstairs. The bedroom. The other bedroom, the living room, the master bedroom, the sitting room. I have one TV.
All right, one TV.
It's a color television. It's a Mitsubishi. And the diagonal measurement on it is 17 inches. Does that count?
Yep.
All right.
Makes it better for Fios.
Why is it better for Fios?
Because we have no data compression, so you get better pixelation.
I see.
It'll be 105.
Well, what I'm paying now is so much less.
But you don't got the service that I got to offer you.
What can you offer me that I don't have?
I'm offering you no data compression, no static.
I don't have static, nor data compression.
Yes, sir. If you have satellite, then you're getting static from the weather.
No, because I don't have a lot of weather where I live.
You live in Virginia.
But I'm on the side of the mountain where there isn't any weather.
I never knew there was a side of the mountain with no weather.
Yeah, where are you right now? What state are you in?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Massachusetts? Can I guess the city? Is it Dallas?
No, Dallas is not in Massachusetts.
All right, let me guess again. You're in Massachusetts. San Diego?
I'm in Braintree, Massachusetts.
Braintree?
Yes, sir.
You know what? I bet if you went to the Braintree, you'd pick the biggest brain. So let's get back to your commission. If I were to buy this package and you delivered the bundle to me, how much money do you get?
Well, it all depends on what you get.
Okay, what if I got the package that has, how much was it?
The 107 plus tax.
Yeah, how much is the tax? What's the percentage? I can figure it in my head.
Tax is usually like $20 in your area.
And do you get the $20 as part of your commission?
No, that's all government issued tax.
Oh, man, don't you hate the government?
No, I don't.
You love the government?
Yes, I do.
You should marry it. I'm only kidding, of course.
All right, so you have a nice day.
Hold it, I've got a question. Do you prefer federal, state, or local government?
Local.
Why?
Because they're more in touch with the community.
I don't know. You know what's great about federal government?
Nope.
The president.
Yeah, he's part of the federal government?
Yeah, the federal government.
Started locally.
Well, he did start locally. Do you know where he comes from?
Chicago.
No, no, that's a lot of people think that. He comes from Braintree, Massachusetts.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I have to look into that.
You should. Give it a look. An informed electorate is very important in our country. Do you vote?
No, I do not.
Why not? You're not old enough. You're not an American citizen.
I am old enough.
How old are you?
I'm 24.
24, which means you were born in 1983.
Nope.
1994.
Nope.
Tell me.
91.
Exactly right. That's 10 more points. Are you religious?
No, sir.
I'm an Orthodox Catholic.
I'm an original Hebrew.
Are you really? Is that like a rap name?
Yep.
Do you rap?
No, sir.
That's a shame. I could have used you around Christmas time.
That was a good one.
Was it? Bye. Rated on a scale of 1 to 10, 10 being best.
You have a nice day. Can I hang up on you without being disrespectful?
I think that's a question for you to answer, not me.
I'm just saying, I just want to say you have a nice day, sir.
Who are you calling next? Someone in my neighborhood?
If anybody on the dollar, whatever league comes through the automatic dollar.
Hey, have you ever called a celebrity?
Yep, I called a couple of celebrities.
What's the most famous person you ever called?
Doug Flutie.
No kidding. You called Doug Flutie?
Yes, sir.
How did that go?
He didn't pick up. His son did.
Who else have you called that's famous?
I don't know. I forget. But you have a nice day, sir.
Hold it. How many sales have you made today?
None. I have to get some.
Okay. Now, the last thing I wanted to talk about is your name is CJ, right?
Yes, sir.
Can I guess what CJ stands for?
No, sir.
You mean I can't, like I'm not able to, or you won't allow me?
I won't allow you.
Christopher Jalumbus. Hello? Hello?
TMOS Classic.
Did you mute me?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Corona.
Yeah, because when you stood up, it sounded like this.
Oh, sorry. I had to pee.
Corona, California, the Mike O'Mara Show.
Three squares,
is,
Carla.
Three. That's all I did.
Woohoo! Take cash.
That's good booze.
Take cash out. I'm sweating. Do I have a fever? Well, we should get the thermometer. Mm. We should get the thermometer. I'm warm, aren't I?
You're hot.
Yeah, I'm hot.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Rectal thermometer.
Yeah, I can tell, especially when I have a two shot next to you. It's like there's Carla, and then there's...
Oh, stop it.
Looks like we need to calibrate the camera.
Now go and wash your hands.
Please,
it is the
please.
TMOS Friday afternoon cocktail party, because why should you not have a little social gathering?
Let's hang out.
At the end of the week. And by the way, the calls so far, much crap as I was giving Oscar before the show, kind of working. Kind of working for me
DGH,
right now.
Mike, DGH.
Don't get happy. It
no,
could
GH,
get screwed
Mike,
up.
GH. We need a little H right now.
Are we going to take one? Let's take another phone call.
Lines are locked.
P- put the lines are locked right now at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. Hello. Welcome to the TMOS cocktail party. You are on the air. Who's calling and where are you calling from?
Sorry, this
is
you.
This is Steve Miller from Bellefonte. How you doing?
All right, let me ask about your cell phone, first of all. You're on your cell, right?
Yes, I'm driving home.
Ah, in the car.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you're out and about, and where did you say you were from again?
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania.
Bellefonte, Pennsylvania. To the best of my knowledge, we do not have a statewide quarantine in Pennsylvania. Yes, Rob Spiewak.
Bellefonte is a French word. It means pretty handwriting.
Does it really? Oh, the high school French worked out well.
Maybe. Good.
Bellefonte. What can we do for you, my Pennsylvania friend? What can we do for you?
Well, Mike, I know you're in a bad mood to start the show, but I think it's great. It's like the old days of Afternoon Live with you guys. How are we coming with those big queasy T-shirts?
Oh, this is the perfect time for this.
What's going on? I heard Dick Queasy. Terrible phone. Cut this guy off. I'm done talking to him because it's a terrible phone.
Are you open to opening up our T-shirt store this coming week?
Oscar?
Yes.
You and I both look at the ledger.
Yes.
I'm willing to open up my anal cavity this week if it will put more nickels into the Nickelodeon.
Not sure, Mike. Yeah, not sure that's going to raise
Nobody wants to see that.
Going to need more than three squares.
Unless, Mike, the nickels fall out.
Can you sit up a little bit?
I have to?
Because I don't look so much there.
You like
now
that?
Now there's a little banner. I'm better than
ridiculous.
What about a higher chair? Like if you had like a booster seat or something.
Yeah, that's funny.
No?
Do you want to get another chair from the kitchen?
No.
He just wants to see you walk away.
What's the back of you right now? Isn't that a chair?
No,
that's a couch.
It's a couch.
That's a couch. That's a sofa.
It's a brand new couch.
Mike, I don't have furniture, so I don't know.
Oscar, what do you think? What about
Let's launch it this week. Monday.
Can we come up with the Dick Queasy shirts are available?
TMOS Tees.
Yeah, we'll do that.
Yeah,
that's
we'll have
a wonderful
banner
idea.
Up on Monday.
We need to make more money on the show to keep the show thriving.
Yep.
So anything we can do to do that, and perhaps we come up with a TMOS quarantine shirt.
Mm.
Yes,
I'm quarantining
shirt.
With TMO. What
quarantine shirt?
Let's write it over the weekend. Yeah. We can do that. We'll probably write it by the end of the show based on we're doing right now.
Sorry, that's a little negative. Nobody wants to remember this time.
What do you mean it's negative? What about quarantine OS?
Rob, is the cocktail party Friday commercial what you wanted me to?
People didn't want to remember the Great Depression, but we're doing that.
No, it was the Gleason tape. I sent you the Gleason tape as well, but I have it.
Oh, you have it, but you have it.
That's good booze.
Is that
All right,
really,
I have to take a drink now.
Is that really Jackie Gleason?
That is from his 55 or 56 album, And Away We Go, where he did character songs for all of his characters. Before he did The Honeymooners, he had like a whole slate of characters he would do. And That's Good Booze is Reggie Van Gleason III, who was his rich millionaire playboy character. Had a very tall top hat.
All right, so that's good to know.
I hope you enjoyed Nostalgia Corner. Good night.
That was really interesting, Rob.
I actually blacked out. What happened? Mike, there are three calls waiting.
All right, let's take another phone call. Are we ready? Hello, caller. Who are you and where are you calling from?
Oh, crap.
Turn down your device so we're not
Just like
in the background.
We're on the radio.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, my name is Gabriel.
Gabriel, blow your horn. Where are you calling from, Gabriel?
I am from the beautiful state of California in the city of Oxnard.
And Gabriel, Rob, they're on a national,
they're on
a statewide lockdown. You have to be kind. And Rob Spiewak, can you possibly get a little more light in that room of yours?
No.
I did it.
I have all the lights on.
Now we want to see your pretty face.
But the last time I turned this light on, it looked weird. So let me see if this helps.
All right. Gabriel, you're obviously, your entire state is on lockdown.
It looks
How you handling
Excellent.
It, buddy? Seriously.
Oh, man, it's tough. I got to say.
Are you loaded right now, Gabriel? Are you wasted now?
I think he's depressed.
I got to say, unfortunately, I'm not. I have a damn ulcer at the moment.
Oh, me too, man. Me too. We're on the same boat.
Man, I can imagine the.
Can you touch your toes, Gabriel?
Oscar,
no.
The stress level is
palpable.
Is it warm in here?
I think it's all the lights on us.
All right, Gabriel.
All
what can
those
we do
LED
for you?
Lights, you know how they light up a room.
All that heat.
Yeah, yeah.
Gabriel, what can we do for you?
I just wanted to say, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys so much for keeping the show going right now. It's just been a horrible, horrible time these days, and I'm just in constant worry mode. You know, like my mother recently, a few months ago, just started dialysis, so she has to go like a city away, literally, to go to her dialysis center 3 times a week. So
there's reality right there.
Struggle. Yeah,
that is such a reality check, especially in California.
Yeah.
I mean, it's crazy.
And and I'm a D.C. native from birth. So I moved out here when I turned 18 years old, and I've listened to you guys, whether it's the Don and Mike show or the Michael Mara show on WJFK, or of course the podcast, since I literally would say since I was like 5 years old, keeping in touch with you guys, and I'm now 30. Not to try to make you seem old or anything.
No, I love it. We love our younger listeners. Let me ask you about how do you feel about your governor doing really the only statewide lockdown in one of the biggest states in the country. How do you feel, and how do your neighbors feel about this?
Well, really, I mean, I don't really talk to my neighbors that much. I'm a social.
Well, how do you feel about it?
Awkward. But to tell you the truth, I've always been a huge Newsom supporter, and I think he's doing an incredible job trying to keep everyone safe. At least
he's
doing a better job than our president. It's like,
well, you know what? And he's got and your governor's got dreamy hair. Your governor has that dreamy hairdo. All right, well, thank you very much.
Say hi to your neighbor.
Say hi to your neighbor.
I would look into an online pornography star on your free time.
Yeah,
it helps.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
I don't
share that with your neighbor.
He sounded wasted, but
he did.
That's okay.
I think
okay.
He's just sad.
Mike, there are people that are listening to this just trying to look for an escape. If you're bummed out, you can totally share it with us, because this is what we're here. We're here for each other. This is why we're doing this.
Yeah, and it is a... you know what? I don't doubt that for the foreseeable future, if this goes well, this will be our Friday little thing. We'll do this afternoon, Joe. Oscar said he loved it, Rob. He loved coming in and doing the afternoon.
Of course he does, because he wakes up at 4 o'clock.
That's a lie.
I notice he's wearing you're wearing the rubber gloves, Oscar. You got the rubber gloves on.
Yeah,
that is freaking awesome.
And I also have... nobody gets into Podcastville.
Jesus, I thought that was
something
else.
Look what he's got. Look at this.
What did you think it was, Carla?
Well, you were reaching down there and you pulled something out that kind of, you know, resembles.
Kinds of use words.
You know.
Kind of, you know, is not going to.
Like a ding-a-ling.
Sit up, please.
This does look
like, that's the way you got to do it.
Now that I look at this, it does look like a vibrator.
It looks like something that could save a marriage.
Is that your thermoscan right there?
That's Shannon's.
Maddie walked in. She's got larger ones than these. So before Maddie walked in, I scanned her. I said, you cannot walk in without a scan.
That's a scan?
If she had a fever... This is a non-intrusive thermostat. My brother sent me this from Boston.
That's awesome.
And so you can do
it. So, Mike, it's a racist thermometer.
No. It's not racist. You're
just
doing the best you can.
My teeth are already blue.
It's pretty cool
They're already blue.
Did you brush them from last night?
Yes, of course I took a shower before the show.
Okay, good for you.
Thank you. Can you get our thermometer? Can you go get our thermometer?
No,
please?
I'd rather not. Do you want me to? No.
Yeah, I want to take my temperature.
Yardstick goes in.
I want to take
from behind.
Rectally. What are you doing, Rob? What the hell? What's Rob doing?
I think I keep a thermometer in my desk. I'm checking.
Yeah, we've got a good one. I like it. It's just tough to see at night. So you thermoscan everybody before they come in?
Yes.
Can you take your temperature now?
I will right now. Thank you.
All right, here we go.
I do not have a thermometer, Mike. I'm sorry.
Why would you have one in your desk? It's so weird.
Well, no.
I thought you didn't have to touch people with
it. I'm not touching it. This is just, it's right where
it looks like. It looks like you're pressing it on your forehead.
Better?
Yeah, much better. Mike, I didn't find a thermometer, but I did find a Jew's
98.
harp.
98.7, Mike. Wash FM.
That's almost perfect.
Wash FM.
What do you have, Rob?
A Jew's harp.
Okay, let's listen.
Why would you have that?
I need to wipe my teeth off.
Let me see them. Let me see those pearly whites. They're not pearly white. You're right.
No, they're not.
You're right.
They're
correct. Correct.
That's what wine is. But you know what? Wine seems to be. We bought a case of it. I risked my life to get it.
Somebody needs to drink it.
Yeah, somebody has to.
Mike, we have more calls.
All right, let's take one more call. Then we have to take another break. Okay. I want to stay on time here. And by the way, this show will be running right into our bonus show and a good day to subscribe.
Wonderful day. We will
not be breaking. We'll just be taking a little short break and then coming back with the bonus show. All right. Before we go to the caller.
Hey, look, you got this thing.
What's your name and where are you calling from, caller?
Hey, it's Rick Schofield from Concord, California.
I know you. You're the well-dressed guy that comes to our live shows in Las Vegas. Mr. Rick Schofield,
yes,
one of the nicest men I've ever met, and a pleasure to have you on the show. You're out there in the belly of the beast as well. How are you holding up, my friend?
Well, we've had our first week of working from home, and it's a little bit nutty. It's a little uncomfortable. My dining room chair is not very comfortable to sit in for long periods of time. But, you know, it's working. So we're healthy and, you know, getting the stuff we need as we need to run out and get to the store or whatever. But, you know, hunkering down, as they say.
What do you do for a living, Rick?
I'm an engineer for the phone company.
Oh, excellent. Okay.
Nice.
So unusual for you to be homebound doing your job, but lucky enough to be able to work from home. And, you know, there's so many people. I think of the service industry. I think of my friend Jimmy Cerrito and everybody there with restaurants and all this, and especially in New York. Why are you hitting my phone?
Me too.
What?
I can't work either.
Can you maybe pick up the volume level? Lean in.
Hey, Rick.
And I know you're relaxing.
Is there a teleconference going on behind you? We're just curious.
Yeah, there's. What is the? I hear the television.
Oh, do you want me to go turn that off?
That might be a good idea.
That's CNN.
Oh,
that might be a good idea.
Yeah, please.
Thank you.
Tell little Michael enough news. Hey, enough.
Rick, hang in there, my friend. Okay.
Oh, you got it. Just watching you guys and having a good time.
Thank you, Rick.
God bless you, my friend.
Love you, man. Thank you.
We'll see you in Vegas. If we do a show from Vegas again, which we will. Anyway, that's let me do. I'm going to do that right now. Here's my my thermometer. I don't have a thermo one like Oscar does.
Well, it was.
You can probably hear the ding.
You're putting it to your temple.
There it is. 99.1.
Oh,
that's a little high.
A little high.
Not worthy of going to the hospital though. What? Oh dear. Oh no.
I'm sorry. No. That's on the. I'm agitated. That's what it is.
Want more? Make sure you check out the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara Radio Entertainment.
New Jersey's got a lot of historic wows, from Victorian beach towns to Revolutionary War battlegrounds. Explore wow after wow at more than 463 historic landmarks in museums, lighthouses, and over 58 state and national parks. It's one wow after another, you get it. Find your wow at visitnj.org/history. New Jersey, little state, lot of wow.